brighter days won't take too long. With brighter days, the clouds move on, then leave us off one light that sets us free. Brighter days are bound to come. Around each corner shines the sun, just waiting there for both of us to see.
Hello, welcome to a Six String Hayride podcast, a journey through the world of classic country music with your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley. We will be covering all of the great topics in country music, from mama to prison, to dancing, to drinking, to guitar picking, to all the crazy deal with the devil, honky-tonking stuff you do on Saturday night, and how you try to get it past your Lord on Sunday morning. So climb aboard the cart, and let's go. Friends and fellow music lovers, welcome to another chapter of the Six String Hayride Classic Country Podcast Reviews. Mostly it's albums, but there's going to be a few concerts here and there, and if there's a good movie that is somehow tied into the world of country music, fair game. But today, we got a good one for you. This came out just 7 days ago. It is his first album in 9 years. We are talking about the man who keeps the Bakersfield tradition alive, Dwight Yoakam. A lot of us will go all the way back with Dwight's music to 1986 and guitars, Cadillacs, etc., etc.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shatter dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. I've got heartaches by the numbers, trouble by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Now I've got heartaches by the numbers, love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Well, I'm a honky-tonk man, ain't a crazy star. Love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
It has been 9 years, wow, since his last album. The new record is called Brighter Days. Brighter Days is the new Dwight Yoakam album. There are 14 songs on the album, and a lot of things are different compared to the Dwight Yoakam records of the past. Yoakam had a legal battle with Warner Brothers over some of the aspects about streaming his music. He has severed ties with Warner Brothers, so he's producing his own record now. And things are a lot different. So like I said, 9 years in between records. If you listen to Dwight's older records, you hear kind of a badass honky-tonk young man out there doing his thing. But 4 years ago, he marries the longtime sweetheart, has a traditional Catholic church wedding, and then welcomes a son, Dalton Yoakam, who is 4 years old, and gets a little bit of play on the new record here and gets an album credit. So I think possibly we're moving from guitars and Cadillacs to guitars and station wagons, Subarus, whatever, etc. at this point. Dwight Yoakam's in his late 60s now. The record sounds familiar. It's not super innovative or a huge departure in the musical sound and the instrumentation. If you love a Telecaster cranked up loud, he's still your guy. But the songwriting and the topics and the mood are a lot more optimistic, a lot more content, happier, and kind of settled down. The record itself, Brighter Days. And one of the covers on here is, one of probably mostly everybody's all-time favorite country songs. But to close out the record, there's an incredible, just happy, nice cover of the Carter Family's Keep on the Sunny Side.
There's a bright and a sunny side too. If you meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side light.
So we have an album called Brighter Days. We close it out with the cover of Keep on the Sunny Side. He's got a relatively new life with a bride and a son. And, he got away from the big record company. He's got more control doing stuff on his own. Good for Dwight Yoakam. And it really shows in the album. There is also a tour coming up in the spring of next year. Roughly 2 hours ago, Chris and I got our tickets for the show in Milwaukee. You can bet there's going to be a review of that. But please, do whatever you have to do to go to his website and look up the tour dates. And if he's coming anywhere, where how to get there, buy some tickets, go. It's very likely going to be a hell of a good show. So the record, again, a little more on the peppy side, certainly more optimistic. He's a happier guy, a little more content and settled down. One of the things musically that is different about the record is he's doing a lot more of his own harmony and backup vocals, which, means he's just going back and multi-tracking it. But as I was listening to the record a few songs in, I thought, oh, the harmonies are really nice. And then I listened to it again and I realized that it wasn't separate people. If you listen closely, you can tell it's just him layering his vocal. If you listen to Dwight Yoakam's Sirius radio program, first of all, the variety of music is just fantastic. You can hear Wanda Jackson, Mike Nesmith, Los Lobos, Lucinda Williams, and Buck Owens, in the same hour. The guy really knows his stuff, and he's got a great, very personal kind of manner in his conversation with the audience. I would highly recommend listening to his channel when you're not listening to us. Yoakam has never been shy about his love for two things musically, Buck Owens and the Beatles. And, this is a guy, he's in his late 60s, so he was a kid when the whole Beatle thing was originally happening. And he'd already been in a family, in a household where there was country music going on. He's one of those people like Steve Earle and like Lucinda Williams who take a love of 60s rock and roll, traditional country, and a little bit of traditional blues in terms of the guitar approach, and just create something that's just fantastic. Over his career, Dwight Yoakam has mostly been known for doing the songwriting on his own. This record is a little bit of a change up there. There are three songs that he had nothing to do with writing: Found a Way, and then there's the Chris Hillman, the old Byrds song, Time Between, and of course the Carter Family classic, Keep on the Sunny Side. A lot of the other songs are ones where now he's sharing a writing credit and collaborating with someone instead of doing it all on his own.
I spell love, L-O-V-U. I spell love, L-O-V-U. Without you, I'd stumble through each day alone. Without you, this house is just empty space. It's not a home. That's why I spell love, L-O-V-U.
Writer Days is produced by Dwight Yoakam. It's mixed by Chris Lord and Mark DeSisto. It's engineered by Mark DeSisto. We want to know who the band is because, again, geez, this record really swings in a lot of wonderful ways. We have Dwight Yoakam on lead and harmony vocals and rhythm guitar. And if you want to get yet another connection back to his love of the Beatles, the electric guitar of choice on this record for Yoakam is one of those old Epiphone Casinos. You see them in the mid-60s Beatles period. And you see one later on in the rooftop Let It Be footage, John Lennon playing an Epiphone Casino. They're sharp guitars and they have that nice 60s sound to them because they're big, but they're hollow body. So nice ring to them and just a little bit of feedback. The man who has been the lead guitar player in Yoakam's touring band for about a decade now is Eugene Edwards. He is the Telecaster guy here. And then we get Brian Whelan on guitar and piano. Mitch Marine is the drummer. Jonathan Clark is the bass player. Eric Baines is the other bass player. There's a guest appearance by a guy named Post Malone on a song called I Don't Know How to Say Goodbye. Bang, bang, boom, boom.
But I don't know how to say goodbye.
I know that he is a current and relatively popular artist. I don't know a lot about the guy, but I'll tell you this, and I think this carries some weight. Dwight Yoakam says that he deliberately held up the record about 6 months because he was waiting for a chance to collaborate with Post Malone, and he had written a song specifically for them to do together. Now Yoakam has a real full, kind of not quite a bass voice, but he's definitely got a lower end, a little bit of a growl to him. Not that different from Steve Earle, actually. And Post Malone on this track on the Dwight Yoakam record, more of a tenor, more of a bright pop kind of voice. His voice seems more suited to being a second or like a harmony singer. kind of in the Graham Nash tradition. But the track is really catchy. And, whoever this Post Malone guy is, maybe I should look him up and learn a little more. But he does a nice job. And I think the compliment here and the reason that people should look the guy up is that if Dwight Yoakam is already been, close to 9 years without a record, and he's willing to hold it up another 6 months to accommodate him wanting to work with this guy. Well, yeah, okay.
Bang, bang, boom, boom. There's nothing left here now but sadness. Bang, bang, boom, boom, and the emptiness of all that's gone.
Bang, bang, boom, boom, the sounds of love, just sorrow and madness.
And bang, bang, boom, boom,
is how a broken heart beats on.
The album opens with a track called Wide Open Heart. And I think it's a great opening track because it's catchy. It's got a good proper guitar intro. He's playing that gimmick of tying. Is he talking about a girl? Is he talking about a car? Is he talking about both at the same time? For an opening track, you don't want to give the listener something too new. You want to suck them into your world first and then kind of mix things up a bit. And at the beginning of this track, the guitar intro is kind of straight out of the Keith Richards playbook. I'm going to play you a bit of Wide Open Heart here, but then also give you a Keith Richards example from one of his solo records. It's a good, strong, right out of the gate rock and roll song with a catchy guitar part. And I think to open an album, that's the job of the song. And I think it'll translate. I bet you it's going to be an opener, at least one of the first two or three songs in his set once he hits the road. Sometimes a band, or a musician creates a piece of music just to fill a particular job or a role in either an album lineup or in their live show. So, mission accomplished with the opener here by Dwight Yoakam.
And of course, we'd love to hear what you think once you listen to the album yourself. So please email us at sixstringhayride@yahoo.com. Six is spelled out. I put on the first track, Wide Open Heart, and instantly I'm struck with the idea that there's really nothing that's that inspiring with this song. It's kind of a generic, let's use car analogies to describe a girl, kind of a song. And I didn't really care for it.
You can muscle up, show it all, strut and roll. But that don't mean you got any place to go.
And obviously, Jim and I have a difference of opinion there because he thought it was a really good track to open a record. And to me, it's just kind of filler that wound up as the opener. I don't hate the song. I don't even dislike the song. I just didn't find it inspiring in any way. And when I moved on to the second song, I'll Pay the Price, you know, the first thing that struck me is the intro is very Harry Nilsson-like. But as the song developed, I kind of found myself drifting away from it a little bit. Again, I just kind of felt it was generic-y, but the thing that really set me off on this one was the backup vocals here are just really bad.
I'll pay the price.
They're almost like off beat. And it's like some crazy, horrible Jordan Ayers experiment gone wrong. And honestly, two tracks into this album, I was thinking, oh man, why did we have to wait this long to get this? But after that, oh boy, did things change. And again, the listeners may have different opinions than I had on those first two tracks. I don't dislike either song overall. I just don't find either one particularly good. I find them to be very uninspired and formulaic, and I really dislike the backing vocals on I'll Pay the Price. However, starting with the third song, Bound Away, that's where I really felt like we were getting somewhere. I really like this song for the same reason I like that Dino and Joe song, Come On Down. It's got this really road weary, like, oh my God, not this again. We have to go somewhere else. Didn't we just go somewhere else? Can't I go home? Can't I just relax? And to me, it's almost like Joe singing Come On Down is one side of the equation. Dwight singing Bound Away is the other side. With Dwight, we have the guy who has to do the traveling. And with Come On Down, we have somebody who's saying, hey, when you're done traveling, why don't you come home? So I like the song quite a bit. Bound Away is one of only three songs on the album that's not written at least in part by Dwight. Now, when we get to the fourth song, California Skies, we find out that Dwight has not yet finished shifting gears. He's still shifting it up into a higher gear here. The harmony vocals here stand in stark contrast to the harmony vocals on I'll Pay the Price. I did not like I'll Pay the Price. I'm pretty clear on that at this point, I think. But the harmony vocals on California Skies, they're Beatlesque, especially when they get to the Yeah, That Sky part, which you'll hear a little clip of here. Under the cave. In the intro, Jim did mention that Dwight has two huge influences. One is Buck Owens, the other is the Beatles. And you're going to get a very direct Beatles reference here. And here you go with that. Wow.
We passed the audition. I'd
like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
We passed the audition.
It's been done.
The next track, I Spell Love. I mean, first of all, it's a really clever turn of phrase because he says, I spell love, L-O-V-U. It's just clever.
The world I made, such a
getting to the midpoint of the album, the seventh song is called A Dream That Never Ends. One thing I liked about it, I for some reason, I've always had this proclivity where I really like double-tracked vocals.
It's all right, it's okay if you leave me. If you must go,
But it's quite interesting as a song. I mean, it's, you don't have too many songs where people are like, things are great, but what if they go wrong? Maybe this is an idea that Dwight kind of stole from Buck, from Together Again, where when you realize that again means, oh, this all happened before.
Together again, my tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end.
And I know it's a CD, it's not an album, but we're up to around 7 or 8 here, and that closes out, in the older person's mind, side one of the record.
Well, we're going to take a short intermission, my friends. We'll be back right after you turn the record over.
Side two comes up with the Post Malone collaboration, I Don't Know How to Say Goodbye, Bang Bang Boom Boom.
And bang bang boom boom, is how a broken heart beats on.
Come on.
It's catchy. Malone has a good, secondary voice. Kind of Graham Nash, like I mentioned. The other guy it reminds me of is Mike Mills from REM, who's kind of the second singer. And you think, okay, he's not a good enough singer to carry the band on his own. But if you took his vocals out of an album, you would notice the big empty spot. And I think on this track, that's exactly what Malone does. He comes in and it's not a true duet. He's not doing a straight like Everly Harmony thing. But if you took out all the spaces where he's filling in vocally, it would be crap. To just do a little bit here and there to really kind of add a little flavor to a track, excellent move. And it's really nicely done.
I know a lot of people are going to have strong opinions. They're going to say things like, well, that's not country. I'm so sick of these artists like Post Malone and Beyonce thinking they're country. For anyone who doesn't understand there's a precedent there, go check out Tina Turner. Because Tina Turner did a country album, and it was fantastic and enjoyable. And we're talking about Tina Turner, though. She can't have any possible country music cred. Oh, wait, no. Good Hearted Woman was written by Waylon Jennings for and about Tina Turner. So first of all, while it's easy to sit back and throw stones, often we don't know what we're talking about when we throw those stones. I would never consider Tina Turner country. Waylon did. Boy, this Post Malone guy, I don't know who this loser thinks he is. Hey, listen, Post Malone is good enough for Dwight Yoakam. Now, this doesn't mean you should run out and buy all of Post Malone's pop music and really celebrate it and listen to it, but you should give the guy a chance. The 10th track, If Only, this one's more of an upbeat rocker.
If only you imagine what our hearts could see. Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. Hello. Yeah, I know. All that your sweet soul-filled eyes could rescue. If only you imagined what our hearts could see. If only you imagined just one time.
that'll take us to the song that really excited Jim when he saw the album was coming out. And that, of course, is the cover of Keep on the Sunny Side, the traditional song, but really it's a Carter Family song. The thing I like about that here, I really like when an artist will take a cover song and they'll make it their own.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if you keep on the sunny side of life.
They don't just do a straight up and down cover like the original artist did. They just have a different approach and it works really well. And, you know, I'm so used to Keep on the Sunny Side being this kind of really stripped down auto harp and guitar, you know, poppy, peppy, bright sounding lyrics. And here, Dwight just lays down a groove, stays in it, and turns it into something completely different and yet so very familiar and the same.
Greet with the sum of hope each day. Though the moments be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior, our way.
I would give this album a very solid 3 stars.
Chris has given you his review. I would say out of 4 stars, I would give this one a solid 3 stars.
Brighter days are bound to come. Around each corner shines the sun. Just waiting there for both of us to see.
Some people, small, beautiful events is what life is all about.
I'd
like to remind you to email us at sixstringhayride@yahoo.com. Six is spelled out. You can also search us on Facebook as Six String Hayride. Or what we'd really appreciate you doing is finding us on Patreon under Six String Hayride as well.
Well, folks, thanks again for joining your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley, on the Six String Hayride Classic Country Podcast. We are here for all of your classic country, rockabilly, early rock and roll, little gospel, little blues, a lot of excellent country music themed recipes. And basically, we are here to keep your musical circle rockin', boppin', and very much unbroken. So thank you for sticking with us. We will see you down the road real soon. And again, whether it's in your home, in your community, wherever it is you do your thing, keep your circle unbroken. Stay well, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
Oh, can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.